Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy post-Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to everybody. Nice little break here between Thanksgiving and Christmas. If I have your attention, today's show, scars from injuries and surgeries, hidden causes of disease. This is something that everybody, even if a scar from an injury or a surgery doesn't come to your mind, this is something that everyone's going to be able to relate to before the show is over today. But more focally, those of you with scars from injuries or surgeries that you can relate to, that you know you have. Cesareans, episiotomies, broken body parts that scarred up, that had metal implants put in. Well, you may have a sense that that local area is not that healthy, but do you have a sense that these areas can really be the hidden causes behind disease? And that's the argument we're going to make today, looking at the facts. Looking at the science, using our common sense, and then taking it all and putting it into your own experience. As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's with two T's, straighttalk.cc. This is show number 237, ending the fourth year, beginning the fifth year this April. Unbelievable. Reaching people, I'm so happy to say, all over the world. And if you really listen to these shows, you'll find how unique they are. Because although I ask you to consider every therapy, what I ask you to do is learn what's in between the lines. And that is how to get a sense of how to apply therapy to you. That's different than data collection. Any of you can look up a topic and find out the herb for the symptom. Any of you can look up a topic, a health concern you may have, and look at the therapies available and the doctors available. But where's that body of work that asks you to learn how to integrate the therapies specific to you? This is what we're not doing. So if you're new to the show especially, understand the philosophy behind this show, because this philosophy is where, over time, as you add up all the hours you put in researching, spending money, you start to realize, those of you in the game for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you get the spin on this show, because it's basically saying over a year or two or three, you've spent time, money, and energy, and it's all come down, if you really understand it, to how you integrate it. To integrate correctly is to get there fast, and to integrate incorrectly is to get there slow. No one integrates today. And one of the reasons we don't integrate in holistic medicine, I'm not talking about allopathic medicine, I'm talking about holistic medicine, come to the rescue medicine, the MDs didn't work medicine. One of the reasons holistic medicine doesn't integrate is because you have to understand, you have to have enough education yourself to understand how to integrate. So if I say something like, Mrs. Smith, your cesarean is no doubt the reason that you have an ovarian tumor or an ovarian cyst or endometriosis or constipation. If I say, Mrs. Adams, that facelift you have is the reason you're going senile, or that breast augmentation is the reason you just had a heart attack, or that breast augmentation and the scars from it That's the reason, Mrs. Adams, that you can't digest your food. You see, if you say it like that, well, for people to get that, they have to understand enough to understand. And this is what makes this show so unique. It's really attempting to ask you to integrate. It's not about we're adding up the data. We're combining all the sources to create an argument as much as we're asking you to learn to think. That's a lot. Any of you who have listened to these shows over the years knows what can happen if you learn to think with medicine. So let's take a look. Scars from injuries and surgeries, what to do about it, how they can cause trauma. What I want you to do now, and I've put this one on the site before, the first way up at the top, the YouTube. I want you to click on the YouTube. There, I'll shut my volume down. And I want you to take a look at this fascia, and I want you to take your cursor all the way over to, there you go. I want you to take it to approximately 56 seconds into it. So give yourself a moment. We don't have to rush on air. We don't have to talk really fast to get all the words in, and neither do you. So just take a moment. Get to about 50 seconds into that show. Go to 50 seconds, about 50 seconds into that show. Okay? You're at the top, the YouTube, we're about 50 seconds in. I'll read it to you. Shows how the fat and blood vessels are buried within the fascial net. Shows how the fat and blood vessels are buried within the fascial net. A closer look allows you to understand. I'm reading, we're at about a minute 12 in now. And you're starting to see, there you go, at a minute 16. At a minute 16 into fascia magnified 25 times on this wonderful YouTube expose, you're looking at the connective tissue, the thing that scars in you with your surgery, with your broken bone, with that laceration to the foot, to the head, to the neck. You're looking at the tissue, the connective tissue, the fascial tissue. And 1 minute and 16 seconds into the show, you're seeing this connective tissue interfaced with blood vessels. Now that's the point. It's interfacing with blood vessels. There are blood vessels. There are nerves. There are arteries. There are veins. There's lymphatic tissue interfacing inside the fascia. Now, in this example, you're just seeing what appear to be arteries. Arteries delivering blood, microarteries, arterioles perhaps. But you have to understand that through this fascial web, as is being suggested by this picture, a minute and 16 seconds in, is the conduits, the expressways into your organ systems, the cells of your organs that need nourishment, run through this connective tissue. Let's take a look at this connective tissue on different angles. Let's take a look at picture number one. We're going to look at the same connective tissue now. Let's go to picture number one. There's that connective tissue again. Fascia. Look at picture number two. There's fascia. You have to imagine that in between the cells of your organs. You have to imagine that in between your organs. You have to imagine that between your muscles and your organs. You have to imagine that between your muscles and your bones. You have to imagine that between your bones and your bones. In fact, you have to look at picture number three. Now take a look at picture number three. Stare into that for a moment. Picture number three is the fascial web. That's the artist's depiction of what fascia truly represents. Fascia is like a sweater. Look at picture number five. fascia, our body's natural spider web. Your body is encased in this fascia. When I was in acupuncture school, I spent over a year there in New York City, a year, the Tri-State Institute of Traditional Chinese Acupuncture. And the owner of that school, Mark Seam, used to talk about how the meridians, what we call the energy lines, were really mediating. They were pulsing through the fascia. He understood that as one of America's premier Chinese medical practitioners. He owned the school. He went back in time, all the way back with Ted Kapchuk and Bob Flaws and all the guys that were into Chinese medicine before Nixon opened up negotiations with China in the early 70s. Before that, before the Iron Curtain of China opened its doors to America, there were Americans who were into Chinese medicine off work that was done in Europe by the Jesuits who went to China in the 1500s. The Pope did not have much use for the Jesuits, so he was glad to get them out of town, send them to China, so where they would hopefully never come back or be eaten by cannibals. As it turned out, the Chinese civilized the Jesuits, and this is prevalent in the French literature and the German literature. Paul Unschuld explains this in Medicine in China and Forgotten Traditions in Ancient Chinese Medicine. Unschuld is the name, German scholar. Reads the ancient Chinese. So Mark Seam, having discourse with the meridians as well as anybody, would say, the meridians work through the fascial system. What does that mean? It means if you have a scar, you are setting yourself up for a problem. Now, how you know this, the extent to which this is relevant to you, we're going to get to that. What to do about it, we're going to get to that. But if you have scars, cesareans, episiotomies, plastic surgeries up at the face, truly you have no real understanding. Or I should say, your understanding must deepen as to the ramifications of these interference fields, these twists in the natural body's fibers. The implications are deep. Okay, let's move along at a nice slow pace. Let's go to picture number 7. There is a muscle connected to a bone. As you know, that place is a favorite place of mine. I'll make the claim. If you have a scar and you can't pull that tendon, if you cannot connect to where that muscle meets the bone, you cannot truly understand yoga. You cannot truly understand alignment. You cannot truly understand how to take an important step, how to launch an important step in terms of healing a scar. And if you're successful at this, well, then you'll do this. Let's go back down to picture 45. Go all the way down to picture 45 at the end of the world. Picture 45. There's a representation of you all scarred up on the left. Who is that person on the left? That is you. Now, you may look okay, but where your neck pain is, and your joint pain, your knee pain, that joint that degenerated, the left one, not the right one, the right one, not the left one, the knee, not the shoulder, not the ankle. Wherever you degenerated, rest assured that one driving force behind it was this discontinuity between the building blocks of you. And that's what we mean by the twisting of the connective tissues of the fascia. And one step in resolving a scar, what scar? Your scar, anywhere, must predicate itself. It must fundamentalize itself by pulling the tendon so that the body can realign. So all the tendons of all the muscles have to be isolated and stretched to begin to evolve you from the guy on the left to the guy on the right. Absolutely critical if you're going to address a scar. What scar? Well, let's take a look at a few scars.